Afterward to section 51. The air has turned colder, and the leaves on the oaks are yellowing. A friend once showed me a maple leaf with red veins radiating from its stem, like a blush spreading across someone's face, and said, "If you can't write poems in autumn, you are not a poet." Season of contradictions, the orange blaze of pumpkins in a patch of spent stalks, a farmer sowing winter wheat, a basket of tulip bulbs ready for planting. Death and renewal, these are the double doors through which we pass again and again, according to Whitman, inscribed and inscribing. Song of Myself begins with a declaration of equality at the atomic level, and the poet's pledge to speak at every hazard, readying us for a journey propelled by the original unchecked energy of nature, which will carry us beyond the trappings of creeds and schools. Now, as we near the end of our journey, Whitman invites us to walk with him into all the contradictions of the wider world, which contend within his own soul, the democratic imagination. How to square two ideas, contradiction as a lever of transcendence, Simone Weil, and as a function of the multitudes contained within each individual. Both are true, Whitman would argue. The self, like democracy, is inherently contradictory, since it is made up of the dreams and ideas and passions of everyone who has ever lived, our bodies and souls being a compound of men and women, hunters and gatherers, slaves and slave masters, the brilliant and the cruel, the living and the dead, all jostling for our attention. Their voices, contradictory, inspiring, buried sometimes so deep in our imagination that they remain muffled, can be a source of transcendent meaning, provided that we obey our better angels. Czesław Miłosz warns poets to hope that good spirits, not evil ones, choose us for their instrument. What pain these voices clamoring inside us can cause. My heart tells me to do one thing, my head another, as the song goes. To counter death, the poet must find a form capacious enough to embody the essential contradiction of life, that from the moment of birth we begin to die. This terrifying fact is for Whitman a form of saving knowledge, a blessing bestowed anew by his spiritual descendant A.R. Ammons, whose most famous poem, Corson's Inlet, concludes with the fourfold realization that scope eludes my grasp, that there is no finality of vision, that I have perceived nothing completely, that tomorrow a new walk is a new walk. Shall we go for a walk? Here are the lights of the city in which we first strolled together. Here is the river where the boats rocked in the dark water, and here you are in all your finery.